Welcome back to the Mitch Albom Show, live from Brighton, Michigan on WJR. Today's show is sponsored by Oxford Recovery Centers. Once again, from the brand new Oxford Recovery Center headquarters, here's Mitch.
Yes, we are indeed at the brand new Oxford Recovery Center headquarters out in Brighton, Michigan. I have a very bad case of AstroTurf envy.
Envy, yes.
Because I'm looking at, we're in a massive, open, beautiful open space, beautifully lit, skylights and all the rest, which is wonderful that for the kids who come here. And right in the middle is this looks like a putting green of AstroTurf. And I am having a desperate time trying to find AstroTurf or artificial turf for our orphanage down in Haiti because we can't grow grass there. No matter what I try to do, it just doesn't grow. The monsoons come in, the water gets washed away, there's no sod, there's no soil. So I'm trying to find, and I can't find anybody who has artificial turf. So I'm going to ask our next guest, who is the CEO of this place. No, it shouldn't be the first question, but where'd she get the AstroTurf? But Tammy Peterson is someone I've known for a while. She's the founder and CEO of the Oxford Recovery Center. And I met Tammy back when I was actually coming, was recommended to come to get hyperbaric oxygen treatment, just as a general health thing and a general brain thing. And Tammy and I met, and she told me about the place. And I had then ended up coming here with our little girl, Chica, as she was battling against brain cancer, and wanted to find out about those kinds of things as well. So Tammy and I go way back, and now I'm happy to say hi to her and congratulations to her on this beautiful new place. Thanks for sitting down with us.
Thank you.
Yeah, this is fantastic. First of all, before you tell us about this place, please spend 40 seconds explaining to our audience how you got into the hyperbaric oxygen field, because if there ever was a motivation story for why people do what they do, I think it's yours.
So 40-second version, in 2006, my healthy 9-year-old daughter woke up unable to walk. And by the time we got her to the ER, she was quickly slipping away and was then diagnosed with a very deadly viral encephalitis and did not look like she would survive. She did survive but came home functioning between 11 and 14 months. And it was a whole new journey. I had been a special ed teacher for a long time, but taking care of a severely disabled child was a different story. Mm. That's when you take care of your child all day and you research all night, trying to figure out if there was any hope to save her life. And this was pre-Facebook days, so I joined a Yahoo group. There were 14 of us from around the world, and that's when one of the moms sent me a private message about hyperbarics. And I'll never forget reading it. You know, it said, "Have you ever heard of HBOT?" I had no idea what she was talking about. And then she said, "The girl in the chamber," didn't know what that was, "next to my son sounds like your daughter, came in on a gurney, then a wheelchair, then a walker, then left dancing." Soon as I read that, my daughter used to be a dancer. It's like I had hope at last. Until I realized that the U.S. does not use hyperbarics for neurological conditions. Her neurologist wouldn't support it. Nobody would help me get her hyperbarics. Until an amazing connection, my daughter actually became the first child in a country to treat in a hospital for brain damage and hyperbarics. It was quite a fight. I think I was such a determined mom, they were afraid to tell me no. And extremely costly. I really thought I was not going to raise the money to treat her. I thought she would die before I would. They required $72,000 as a down payment, $2,000 a day, not covered by insurance. But 5 days into her treatment, we actually saw change the first day. But 5 days later, she was 10 years when we treated her. She was back cognitively a 10-year-old. She could see again. She could talk. She's seizures had stopped. She used to scream for hours. That stopped. And then we knew she would never walk. The damage had gone into the spine. However, 2 months later, she danced the Nutcracker Ballet.
Oh, my God.
And, you know, as a special ed teacher, I can remember sitting in my den weeping for these kids who could have been helped like my daughter was, right, and knew the doors were blocked. And it's kind of one of those times you have an argument with God and he says you can do it and you remind God you can't and you lose and the doors.
And that ultimately led you to the whole field and starting, yes, your own center and becoming an expert in it and advising people like me and others to do the same thing. And I've heard, the only reason I'm not crying now is because I've heard this story before. Actually, I've heard it like 10 times before, because the first five times I cried too. And it's remarkable what you have been able to do for children with hyperbaric oxygen. But now advance that to the world of autism, because that wasn't what got you into it, but you have discovered that there is a connection between the benefits of hyperbaric oxygen treatment and many other things that you have now introduced and autism, which leads us to this center here.
Absolutely. It was during the first year we opened in 2008, I can remember watching children go in who are nonverbal start talking. I was fascinated. Why would a child go into a hyperbaric chamber and begin to talk? And that actually led me to do my PhD in the research, and I did my first IRB research study with children with autism in hyperbarics, and we got statistical significance, which was great. We've just completed our second year IRB research study with children. We took 64 kids who did, half of them did ABA alone, half of them did ABA with hyperbarics, and their language acquisition was 200 to 300 times faster.
Is there any explanation as to why oxygen helps with autism?
It really is. We look at autism as a medical condition, and that's really what the research shows. These kids all have neuroinflammation. They have reduced cerebral blood flow. They have pathogens that are increased in their body. So hyperbarics reduces that inflammation, kills off the bad pathogens. It pulls out the heavy metals that their body doesn't need, but doesn't take out the good metals. It really just heals the body and increases your own stem cells 800 times.
And all of this is basically done inside a quite harmless glass chamber that, quite frankly, I've lost track of how many times I've taken this therapy. That I watched the entire season of what was that show where on Amazon where they go back and the Nazis win the war. You know that one where the Nazis actually win? Anyhow, there were five years of it. I watched five seasons of that
what
thing.
What are you talking about?
Lying in a everybody knows except you and the four other guys here who don't get Netflix or Amazon.
Amazon. Yeah.
Somebody knows. With Man in the High Castle. The Man in the High Castle. Very popular series. Anyhow, I watched the whole thing lying in a hyperbaric chamber. I mean, literally, that's how difficult it is.
The kids love it.
You get all that benefit from it.
Yeah, the kids love going in. Parents will go, oh, my kid's not going to go in there. The problem is we can't get them out.
Yeah.
Or if they're here, they all want to get back
right.
in.
Right.
And we're just getting ready to go out for our third study. We've finalized the design. Our statistician works with the FDA. She's out of Washington, D.C. Our research director is part of Wayne State and DMC, board certified in hyperbarics, very much a skeptic. And his words were, I'm blown away. We have to do a third study because these kids deserve to talk.
Yeah.
And we are now looking for private funding. Wow. So if any of your listeners want to be part of letting a child say their first words, they can donate to the study. It goes through our foundation, and we are going to give another 100 kids their voice.
Wow. For those of you who are listening and have children who have autism, friends who have children who have autism, and the like, this is the Oxford Recovery Center. It has several centers. Right now we're out in Brighton. There's also one in Troy.
Yes.
But this new one and this new ABA center, which has its grand opening on Saturday, I would highly suggest if you have an autistic child or have friends or family members who do, come to this grand opening on Saturday, right?
Yes.
Because you'll be able to, it's Saturday, hopefully you'll be free, you'll be able to come and see this facility, be able to come and talk to people who are here and get answers like that. Because it sounds, when you first hear it, like it can't be true. It's too good to
right.
be true. It can't possibly help. Come on, nothing. What do you mean? It's so simple. They just get, you know, increased oxygen and suddenly things get better. Well, think about how many times when you go to certain doctors, one of the first things they do is they put a pulse ox on you, right?
Sure.
And if they see that your pulse ox is down below 95 or 4, or heaven forbid 3 or 2, suddenly it's a huge thing. Oxygen is life. And oxygen to the brain is related to strokes and many other, you know, mental issues. And so it makes sense that these things would be connected. But it can be explained a lot better if people just came out here And again, it's a give us the address so that we can tell everybody actually how to get here. It's very simple. If you don't mind sitting in orange cones, hopefully on
Saturday
it won't
Saturday
be so bad. Right, it's damn difficult to get here from the other side of 96, but we're on Whitmore Lake Road.
Yes, 7030 Whitmore Lake Road. And it's a whole new ABA Autism Center. So hyperbarics is something we're really known for, but this new ABA center is unlike anybody's anywhere else.
Yeah. Tammy, you mentioned before about helping somebody speak, helping one of the children speak. How would somebody go about doing that? Is there a website? That we
Oxford Kids Foundation.
OxfordKidsFoundation.org. Okay, thank you.
And in here, what we're looking at this village here. By the way, there's like about 50 people here, and it's dead silent. Because as soon as you tell that story, everybody is stunned. And of course, they should be, because when you can do that, when you can make a miracle like that for children, it gets people's attention. Now you have the center, which is miraculous in its own right, and you have gussied up things like dentist chairs and haircut places, all the things that kids don't, normal kids, you know, without any issues, don't like to do. Autistic kids can sometimes be a problem to get them to, you know, sit in a dentist chair or things like that. Tell us about the philosophy of what you've done here.
So first of all, we say kids with autism deserve the best. And they really need to have a safe environment that we can contrive scenarios to give them the ability to go into the real world, out with their families. And so we created the Village of ORC. As you're seeing, there's a park here where you see your lovely
my envious AstroTurf.
We have a coffee shop, a sandwich shop, a smoothie shop, a pet store. The dinosaur dentist is my favorite, the grocery store, a hair salon. We have our police station, our post office. Those aren't really real, but the rest are. The community can come in and also use these services. All profits from the village do go back to the Kids Foundation.
Wow.
But the coolest thing is it allows our children to be able to have the skills to go into the community. Often parents don't want to bring their child to the grocery store because their behavior inhibits them from being successful.
Right.
Well, we can use these skills that we can teach them so they can go to the grocery store with mom. Or the dentist, I have to say, is my favorite. Kids often have to be put under. They strap them down, they hold them down to put them under to get their teeth cleaned. Well, that's because the children don't understand what's going on. So we had custom made a dentist chair that is a real dentist chair that looks like a toy dinosaur. And so the kids, we hope, will get excited about going in. They're actually now lining up. But we're going to take steps to give them the understanding of what happens in a dentist chair. They can hold the drill. We can have the light in their face so they can see what's going on, teach them to open their mouth so they can go into their family dentist. Of course, we can have somebody clean their teeth here, or we can have sensory safe haircuts. But that's not the goal.
No.
The goal is to give them the skills to go out into the community.
You're going to have to take your own dinosaur with you when you go to a dentist. But other than that, it'll be exactly the same. Tammy, it's great. This is beautiful. Congratulations. As someone who's known you for a number of years and watched how your practice has grown, I'm really happy for you. And I'm
glad
that this is getting the attention that it deserves. And I'm happy that we can help bring some of that attention to people. So
yes.
We're going to talk to more people here. But thank you for sitting
down. All the best to your daughter.
Yeah.
God bless her.
Oh.
She's there in the black.
Oh, yep.
She's
going to dance for you right now. It's 760 WJR.
You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, 'cause I can't go. I owe my soul to
Album.